Hey there, great to have you listening, great to have you on board all through the night when we can calm down and relax and think about things that are a little bit more important and deeper and maybe a little more fun than what you're dealing with on a regular basis throughout the day. That's why we do this show, and I love doing it at this time. Great to have you on board. Joining me now is a gentleman of great interest to me. I read his book. His first one, or an earlier one, Notes from the Universe, is one I have to go back and get. His new one, Infinite Possibilities, The Art of Living Your Dreams. I like the word infinite, to infinity and beyond. We're talking now with Mike Dooley, who's joining us. Mike, congratulations on the latest book, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Jordan. Happy New Year to you as well.
Let's talk about infinity for a second. People drive them. People think that there is a concept that's difficult for them to wrap their minds around, but you call this book Infinite Possibilities, and it really reflects the power that we all kind of have, doesn't it?
It does, and I think what I'm kind of hinting at here is, if you will, the supernatural aspect of reality, or if you will, and I don't want to kind of go into this tricky territory, spirituality. Spirituality in a whole new sense, not spirituality as it's been historically defined with religion, but a spirituality that recognizes life's magnificence, that recognizes our power, that recognizes that in every single moment of every single day, we can choose to think something different. And from those thoughts will come new words and new actions and a new reality. We choose, and that's the premise of this book, that we can consciously make choices that will serve us, ultimately living the life of our wildest dreams.
How much of it, Mike, centers around listening, waking up, being patient with ourselves, and really just focusing on what's around us? Because it's all there if we spend a little moment or two checking it out, isn't it?
It is all there. All the answers we seek for understanding the nature of reality, or understanding ourselves in a general level, or understanding why we don't have more friends or more money or a job that we love. It's all inside. And if we do get quiet and we do pay attention, the answers start gushing forward. But we've got to kind of walk before we run. And through my book, I give a number of different kind of examples where I, you know, tell people through an exercise of visualizing, for example, they can start aligning their thoughts. Because the simple matter is, our thoughts literally become the things and events of our lives. Not sometimes, not just our positive thoughts, but it is the end-all and be-all of living in the jungles of time and space. So it's not a difficult equation. Tuning in, we can be more honest with ourselves. We can kind of find the clarity that we need. But then let's go have a good time in time and space and do this by focusing on end results and taking baby steps.
And time and space are two concepts that have been thought up, in a sense, and thought about by man since he'd been on this earth.
Indeed, and it's been said perhaps endlessly, Einstein said it best, that they're relative. That means they're different from one person to the next. That means they're illusions. That means they're not bedrock reality. We came from a time that preceded, quote-unquote, if you will, a reference on time to negate time, that preceded time and space, and will exist beyond it. I think this resonates virtually with everyone. It's just that we've kind of not asked the hard questions, whether to family members, parents, elders, church leaders. Instead, we've kind of just taken a default check that, well, if the complicated things were to be known, somebody would have figured it out and told us a long time ago. And so I'm just going to be a Republican like my dad, or a Democrat like my mom, or join this church because they did. It's like, no, times are changing. We are about to cross one of the most exciting thresholds ever crossed in human history, and that is waking up in the dream of life, discovering that it is a dream, that time and space are illusions, and we, not some entity outside of ourselves, not some God with a long white beard who's angry, sending us here for judgment and sentencing, but we create our realities, and this is what's happening all around us.
Mike, you've got great energy and focus on this, but as you point out in your lectures and your books, and you're a student of this, as am I, oh, not to your level. This is the kind of stuff that if you look back in history at the nature of an evolution of humankind, we have known this kind of thing since time began with many of the ancient religions and movements. They were focusing on the same kind of thing, certainly the Eastern philosophies.
Oh, the Eastern and the Western, and so much of the Bible is filled with jewels. But in my view, you know, some of those jewels were tainted, or later someone came along, whether it was ill intent or good intent, and strapped rules and conditions. You know, believe and you shall receive. Doesn't say anything else. There's no pre-requirements. It doesn't. I don't want to kind of offend anybody, but you're right. This stuff has been talked about since the year dot, and it's because it's truth. Truth is knowable. Reality does not need to be a mystery. And I think the one question I get so much is, you know, what's the one thing that holds people back from living the life of their dreams, from finding more happiness, whatever it is they want, improved health, more money? The one thing is not understanding the nature of reality, because it is so knowable. The truth is, we are all the eyes and the ears of the divine, that all things are possible, that we are the eternal gladiators of reality, and that we created this bastion of perfection in the cosmos. Now, I don't want it to get too esoteric, but the bottom line is, we create our days and our nights, our future, through the thoughts we think. End of story. No mitigating factors. Now, if somebody has just watched The Secret, which I had a role in, or something else, and they got really excited about, let's just say, hypothetically, the law of attraction, and so I'm going to do something with my life, I'm going to make 2010 my year, but at the same time that they recognize this innate supernatural power that they do indeed possess, they're kind of worried about karma, or worried about an ancient spiritual contract that they supposedly entered into but no longer remember. They come to me and they say, Mike, what if in this lifetime I'm not supposed to experience abundance? I wanted to experience poverty. And that just speaks so loudly of their misunderstanding of the nature of reality. So the person who at the same time believes in the law of attraction also believes in powers outside of themselves, or long-forgotten decisions taking away their power, is in a place of very little power. That's what stops people from busting forward, because they've given away their power, perhaps to a mainstream religion, perhaps to their parents, perhaps to some voodoo spirituality, and not to knock karma. Karma and ancient spiritual contracts have a place in understanding reality, but not a place higher than our ability to choose our thoughts, and nothing can stop those thoughts from becoming things. When we understand this, we put ourselves in our throne, so to speak, and then creating deliberate change becomes much, much easier, because we're not having these competitive ideas about other philosophies that might undermine us.
I'm talking here with a very energized and really cool guy, Mike Dooley. His latest book, Infinite Possibilities, The Art of Living Your Dreams. And at one point you talk about, and many others have discussed this as well, turning things over to the universe. We'll use the universe as a very reasonable term in this case. And I'd like you to define and explain for me and my listeners what you mean by that. In essence, what does it mean to turn things over to this great cosmos around us?
Well, on one hand, it's synonymous, of course, with God. But you know, that word has a lot of baggage and wildly different meanings from one person to the next. So I don't want to go there and invoke their baggage, so to speak. But yet, we do have virtually a universal appreciation and understanding that there is a higher power. Very, very few people, in my experience, are actually atheists. And the reason that the ones I've come across are atheists is because they don't buy into conventional mainstream religions, and they think the only other alternative is nothing. Well, there is another alternative. It's the fact that there is this divine intelligence that has nothing to do with what religions have labeled it to be. That it's a divine intelligence that we come from and that we are made of. My use of the universe not only references this divine intelligence, but to me it references the greater part of me. We are much more than flailing physical mortals. And when we have a new thought living here on the plane of manifestation as we do, when we have a new thought, it kind of goes out into the unseen and literally big wheels start turning. Turning towards a direction that will predispose us as we go out with our baby steps in the world to life's so-called coincidences, accidents, and serendipities.
How did this happen for you? I always love to ask my guests this, you know, the question about themselves and their own moment or a series of moments, the epiphanies in your life. Because I was reading about you, and you were and are a tax accountant. You don't even play one on TV. But you are coming at this from, obviously, a man of means and somebody who's worked hard. What happened in your life to bring you to this path?
You know, I think, honestly, I came with a little bit of it. I've always been absolutely enthralled with the nature of reality. Up until the time I was about 18, 19, or 20, it was rather painful because I felt awkward. I felt like an outsider. I didn't know what the answers were. I started drawing my own conclusions. But then in my 20s, while I was in college, my mother sent me a few books that really kind of galvanized my thinking. And most surprisingly, they confirmed my own inner suspicions about life's magnificence, that God lives within all of us, that we are all parts of God, if you will, that we are all eternal. And from that point forward, it was really about incorporating these philosophies, these very simple truths. I mean, like you said, you know, it's been talked about forever, visualizing. Every athlete on the planet does it, you know. It finally became time for me to start applying them at the age of 20, and not only was I kind of maybe born wanting to have answers at a ferocious pace, mm-hmm. but I was born wanting to live my dreams. I was born wanting to have a lot of friends, mm-hmm. To be popular, not in an egocentric way, but to have friends and to be appreciated, to travel. I wanted to be rich, you know, not at the expense of anybody else, but so many people are. Why not me? What do I have to do to make it happen? And so from the time I was 20, I was really driven to apply this wisdom of the ages that's there for everyone to use. There is enough for everybody. That's always been my view. Yeah. And so I joined Pricewaterhouse not knowing what to do. After 6 years, I became an entrepreneur, did that for 10 years. And then 9 years ago, transformed a T-shirt gift business into writing and speaking about these things that I've discovered. And it does electrify me. It does thrill me. I'm living my bliss right now.
It's a passion, I can tell. Yeah, one other concept that's so critical, and you actually, in the book, Infinite Possibilities by Mike Dooley, you summed it up beautifully in a big chapter. And that is pain, hate, fear, hurt, all those things that come with the package when you enter this world. Many times they become so distracting and so all-compelling that people can't dig their way out. But the way out is often what we're talking about, and that often drives us to seek answers. I guess it's designed that way. If it were so easy, we could just flip a switch. We'd all be spiritually enlightened. But for many people listening, they're dealing with hurt and depression and sadness and anger and fear, and this is one certain path to some fulfillment. You want to comment?
Well, yeah. These emotions are always byproducts of our beliefs, our thoughts, our intentions. Okay, whether we believe we're powerful or maybe we believe we're trapped. Maybe we believe somebody else has a say, whether it's God or our spouse. Maybe someone has shut us down one too many times and we believe that we need to kind of toe the line against our will. These things create emotions, very painful, very unpleasant emotions. But what better warning signal could there be than pain, so to speak, that our thinking is not aligned with the truth? And I know that that's a bitter pill to swallow, but very often when we experience these painful situations, with hindsight, we do see the gift involved. The gift was to spur us on through not allowing us to be lackadaisical or kind of passive, you know, because we're being spurred on by either fear or pain, emotional pain, to re-examine our life. And once we re-examine our life, we can say, hey, I am powerful. Hey, I am worthy. Hey, you can't treat me like that. Or, you know, a list of a million other variables. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we've discovered our power. We then exercise change in our life. And we look back at that time of transition and hurt as like one of the greatest gifts we've ever experienced, because it opened doors that had previously been slammed shut.
Well, you point out that life is ultimately the ultimate adventure, if I can use that word twice in a sentence. Hey, what's the website where we can read up on what you're doing and involve ourselves in your programs. I know the book is out there everywhere, but where can we find you on the web?
I am at T-U-T, like Tiger Uncle Tiger, .com. Very simple. It sprung from the t-shirt days when we sold totally unique t-shirts, my mother, brother, and I. It evolved into totally unique thoughts. When we stopped doing that retail business, I created this adventurers club on the internet, a philosophical adventurers club, because the premise is when you understand life's philosophies, and they are knowable, they need not be mysteries, when you understand, then you can start harnessing life's principles and living deliberately the life of your dreams. So life is the ultimate philosophical adventure, and because we still had the domain name from the early days of the internet, the website is called Tut's Adventurers
Club. So you can be my and my listeners' travel agent to the world of philosophy and ultimate adventure.
Thank you very much. I like that
term. You're a nice guy. I love your energy. I'm a guy who does a lot of voice work. I study voice. You've got a great, powerful, and warm and loving voice. I really appreciate that. And the book Infinite Possibilities, The Art of Living Your Dreams, sure to be a big bestseller. And hey, we're at the point of the year, brand new month and everything, when things blossom, it's time to really reawaken ourselves, isn't it?
It is. It's an exciting time of year always because of the infinite possibilities before us. And when you add to that this kind of awakening that is taking place all over the world, it's a really exciting epoch, if you will, to be alive.
Well, thanks for the inspiring talk and the fun of discussing the ultimate adventure. Mike Dooley, take care.
Thank you, Jordan. Best wishes.